Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm always going to want everything to improve, but when we were running the ball yesterday, we didn't really need to pass it, especially once we kind of got rolling into the second half, you know, and there's always things, elements that we got to clean up. There's opportunities out there yesterday that we didn't hit. Some of that is technique. Some of that is pulling the trigger and making the decision. Some of that is scheme related, right? So it's always a combination of it. But I think anytime you run the ball for 240, you're going to be pleased with how the game went. And you might, you know, fortunately, we didn't have to pass the ball. If you look back at the Baltimore game, like we've shown if we need to pass the ball in passing situations, we can do it. So I have no concerns with the pass game.
Yeah, Joe Brady, that's what we were just talking about. He always says exactly what you would write for him if he worked for you. Like, every word of it is, we had scored 40 points. You can't really complain about a game like this. We know we can do it. Wasn't that kind of game, et cetera. Whereas what we think, as we've talked it out today, including Sal, it's notable that Sean McDermott is not talking like that after this game. And, you know, maybe he usually would. He doesn't want to tell you what he thinks their problems are. I mean, coaches never want to do that.
Right.
It's dangerous to do that. You don't even want to talk about mistakes that happen on the field in retrospect, because I've heard McDermott say this, that could affect us later. Then you know what we wanted here, and just he doesn't want to give details away, or certainly to be critical if he can avoid it. Some, you know, seasons you can't avoid it. But, you know, he hasn't had any of those seasons, at least in a long time. Anyway, he's not saying that. What Brady is saying, he's not saying that. He's not saying, you know we can do it. Pretty much saying we're fine is what Brady sounds like. Nothing to worry, nothing to see here. And, you know, you can choose your fighter, I guess, in this. Not that they have to be at odds or have to say everything the same.
I don't take what I'm hearing from Brady to mean at all that they disagree about the state of their passing game. I just think one gave you coach speak, and the other one, I think, very tactically wanted to tell you what he told you. I just think McDermott is he's working on a project. I don't know. I'm exaggerating now, but I think he wants to be heard saying we need more out of our passing game. I mean, it's plainly obvious that they should want more out of it. And I don't know. I don't want to just disregard the guy who didn't say the thing that I like or that I agree with. Because I don't always like the things that are right necessarily. But I just think McDermott's way more notable to me than Brady. Brady's just getting through a news conference without laying anybody out. And to me, McDermott, while not laying anyone out, is, I think, making it known we have to be better, or we need more, like, or somewhere in between those two ideas is where McDermott, I think, is positioning himself.
It's interesting too, because, and this isn't to say it has to be like this or had to be like this, Football Monday and all, the Bills have won tons of games by big scores the last 5 years, and usually what we do when they're over post game can be a struggle, because there's nothing really to complain about, and that's usually what, I don't know, is the most interesting conversation. So then you get to Monday, and it's just kind of like on to the next week. And next week is the Chiefs, and we're not on to next week yet.
Right.
Like, that's what today, That's what I was thinking about this morning was, all right, are we on to Kansas City? Not necessarily. And we're not yet. Like in our discussions today, we're not yet. I would ask this question about Sunday, though, coming up. The Bills are at 5-2. The Chiefs are at 4-3 playing tonight. 12-point favorites against Washington, which, by the way, I got to run a cash out question by you.
Okay.
So heavy favorites to go to 5-3. Bills at 5-2. Would you assume that the loser Sunday is basically out for the one seed? Is that on the line this week? Or is it still too early to assume that?
Would be a fourth loss for Kansas City, a third loss for the Bills.
Only the second in conference.
Yeah.
Indianapolis goes to Kansas City in 2 or 3 weeks.
I think it takes, I mean, you can afford maybe one more loss.
I think that's right. Four at the most.
Yeah, with the way Indianapolis is going so far. So, yeah, I think you'd be cutting it pretty thin. Even for the Bills, who would only be at three losses if they lose this game to Kansas City. The fact that Kansas City has the head-to-head with Indianapolis could be very helpful to them. Right, if they win tomorrow, tonight, and then beat the Bills next week, and they're 5-3 in that scenario, right, or 6-3 at that point, and they have a head to head with Indianapolis, that could be really helpful. The Bills do not have that; they would have to get to a conference record tiebreaker.
The Chiefs also have Denver twice.
They look good. Denver.
I think
I watched a lot of that. I know it's Dallas. Everybody's just getting fat off of Dallas. The biggest passing games of the season have been against Russell Wilson went bananas against Dallas.
Yep.
Everyone is moving the ball on Dallas. But man, he throws a nice deep ball, Knicks. Like 30, 40 yards in the air. Like he's just putting balls right on the money multiple times in that game yesterday. Really impressive.
And they are so bad, though.
Dallas, yeah. And the Denver D, like they had a lot of they were sticky. They had numerous plays to me where Prescott just, all right, I'm gonna give my guy a chance. He's covered. They were right on top of guys, elite players too. I mean, they made their plays, but obviously not enough of them to stay in the game. Dallas, Denver can get after the quarterback. They can cover, although they lost Surtain in that game, and I don't know how serious an injury that is. I just know he didn't return.
He was hurt twice.
Okay.
He kind of got stepped on in the end zone, but maybe went back in, and then he was coming off the field at halftime holding his shoulder.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is either.
But anyway, Denver looks nice. Those will be right. Denver hosts Kansas City the week after this, I think.
The Chiefs have a bye in between.
Okay.
Bills bye at Denver.
Okay.
There it is. Kansas City's lineup after
next
tonight.
Game after the Bills game. Okay.
Yeah. Sure, Denver appreciates that. Why do the Chiefs always get the benefit of the 803-0550 is the number. Three-leg parlay. Look at me. I'm all grown up. Three-leg parlay. Yeah. Jets, Colts, Chiefs.
All right.
The cash out is 3-1. The win would be 7-1. And it's a little bit low because the line is moved toward Washington.
And you need the cover here, right? You've got the Chiefs minus the whatever, 11.5. 12.5
in my case.
Yeah.
Small bet on Washington.
I would, yeah, just don't take a buyout on that.
Don't take the buyout, just hedge it.
Sure.
That's what I'm inclined to do. Or just
sit.
Let it ride.
Yeah. That's probably what I would do. I've never yet thrown a hedge bet in.
Ever?
Ever.
Well, I mean, I believe you when you say how you didn't, the big one, you didn't bet the Steelers.
Right.
I mean, literally hundreds were at stake, if not thousands, and you didn't even bet the Steelers, which that would have been impossible for me. With numbers like that, though, you'd have to have enough in your bank because you want that to be a real number.
Right.
Like you have a $2,100 cash out option or $3,700 to win that would go to zero if the Steelers won that game against Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would want to put hundreds on the Steelers. just to give me something out of that. And the but the parlay bet wasn't that big, so then I could end up losing, you know, whatever it is, whatever the math is.
It all worked out.
I'd have to have something.
Yeah.
I'd have to feel like I won either way if I got that close.
Yeah.
This is not big enough to worry about it, but yeah. I'd have to get something out of it.
I was tired.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the end of a long day.
I was tired yesterday morning coming home from the World Series.
Yeah, I'll bet.
We had a pretty smooth trip leaving Toronto. We got to the Lewis and Queenston Bridge at like 1:15, one line, 30 cars.
Oh, man, that's tough.
You know, I'm so spoiled with the Nexus. Like, it's closed when it's that late.
Yep.
So we just had to wait that out. I mean, it went pretty fast for what it was.
But still, yeah.
So I'll tell you real quick. Saturday morning, we ended up leaving, my friend and I, for Toronto at like 11, before 11 in the morning. Long day. And he's driving, so I'm going to take my Halliday jersey. I might want to wear it. I kind of might want to wear a jacket, but Sneaky Joe said Friday night it got super hot in there. But, you know, if we're walking around Toronto, mm-hmm. I might want a jacket. So I'm thinking through all my wardrobe options, and I find in the laundry room, as I'm planning all this out, I find my Blue Jays visor in the dirty clothes bin. And I had no memory of putting it there. Like, why is this visor? I'm not usually one to wash the visor.
That's not something you would throw in the washing machine, is it?
Well, I mean, you should probably, but I usually don't.
Yeah.
So there's my Blue Jays visor. I decide I'm, of course, going to take that. And I get up there, and I decide this is what I'm not going to wear the jersey. I would never wear both.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll wear the visor. Wear it all day Saturday. I mean, what is that? 14 hours. More. Walking around mm-hmm. all day Saturday at the visor on. And it was hot in there. It's pretty sweated up. Then yesterday, I'm just like really slow start, get all the lineups in, came here. I was here, you know, for the game. And I've still got the Blue Jay. I didn't sleep in it, but I'm wearing it again. I'm wearing it yesterday. Then I haven't given 10 seconds more thought to why it was in the dirty clothes bin. Although I would have put it there. So it's like 11:30 last night, the Packers game has ended. I'm wrapping up the scene there for the night on the couch, and my dog is asleep in her bed, you know, 20, 30 feet away. I take the visor off, and she jumps out of the bed for it and just starts licking it like it's food. And I think to myself, that's why I put it in the bin. Because Margo probably did this the other night, I got to wash this thing if I'm going to maybe wear it to the World Series. I've got dog lick all over it. Never even remembered why it was there. Wear it the entire weekend. It makes no sound when I take it off, yet she
knew that it was available to be licked.
Just like right from
lick opportunity.
Right from full-on snoring to let me just lap up this visor here for the next 10 minutes. And,
what in the world is that? Is there, like, some residue from Doritos or something on the bill of the visor? Like, your fingers were dirty and you didn't know it? Like, what is happening
It's not even that cool. Here, I mean, I told you about my shoes before. How she just sticks her head, her entire head fits in my shoe. Yesterday, my wife told this story.
It's crazy. Mike has a Saint Bernard. The giant head fit. Mike wears a size 22 shoe.
That's funny.
Sorry,
go ahead. A pug. So, really quick, yesterday my wife told me how in the afternoon, everybody, she and the kids both took naps. Like everybody went to sleep while I was here for the Bills. Everybody went to sleep. And one of the kids said to her, well, because Margo was like barking or something downstairs, but whatever. So they just let her go. And my daughter asked my wife, well, why don't you just take Margo upstairs to bed? Like, why don't you just do that? And my wife said that she told her, because she is nonstop licking daddy's pillow. Like if she were allowed to go upstairs, there's just something about my smell or something that this dog cannot resist.
That is amazing.
And I gotta say, I'm a little bit flattered, but really,
yeah. Wow. She can't get enough of your musk.
She cannot get enough.
That is incredible.
And she's like, my wife said, I would not have been able to sleep with her up there because right. She would. I have to hide his pillow when she gets up into our room.
This is an incredible development.
It
really is. That's amazing.
And the whole time I'm listening to that story, I'm thinking to myself, you know, it'd be interesting if you had this sort of interest in my musk. But, you know, been married a long time. Football Monday, Game 3 of the World Series tonight in L.A. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.